The two teams of four boys were wheeling out the golf carts from the workshop into the open air. Several had taken off their overalls, and Bethany was surprised by James's look.
What happened to the football shirts and trackies?
He's going out with Dana, Lauren explained. She kept taking the mickey out of how he dressed like a chav. He's got totally vain. Bethany laughed.
Definitely a big improvement.
A yell came from out of the workshop and everyone went quiet and turned towards Terry Campbell. As director of Cherub's technical department, Terry handled tasks from fixing the espresso machine in the staff lounge to preparing specialised equipment for missions.
Listen up! I've done some weight and power calculations and these carts could easily top 100 kilometres an hour. Racing at that sort of speed in golf buggies isn't exactly safe. So, instead of racing wheel to wheel, we're going to do a time trial.
A disappointed groan rippled through the crowd. Lauren mumbled to Bethany.
This is so lame.
He only turned up in the hope of seeing some fireballs and carnage. It took almost 20 minutes for Terry to spread the sentries along the improvised circuit. As the race drew near, more kids and staff come out of the garage wearing a crash helmet and overalls. Rat shook hands with 14-year-old Stuart Russell, who was driving the rival cart.
I hate Stuart,
Bethany said.
Why are his front teeth so big?
Lauren grinned. Shaquille's captain of the other team. I guess we got to support James, Jake and Rat. Bethany nodded, before taking a deep breath and bellowing with all her might,
Come on, Teen Rat!
Rat climbed into his car as Bethany's chant set off a round of jeering round the crowd.
Win and I'll flash him at it!
She shouted.